What is going on, everyone? Casey Adams here. Welcome back to the Rise of the Young podcast. On today's episode, we sit down with my good friend, Mooch. If you don't know Mooch, he is an amazing videographer, photographer, and director behind some incredible music videos that I'll link down below in the description. I've known Mooch for about 2 years now, and every time I'm with him, he'll show me behind-the-scenes edits of music videos that he's working on and much, much more. And his work is not only phenomenal, but I learn something every time I sit down with him. So please enjoy this podcast with Mooch. This was actually his first podcast ever. So make sure you go shoot him a DM on Instagram at Mooch. Let him know what you thought of the podcast. And with that being said, please make sure you subscribe and enjoy today's episode with the one and only Mooch. Welcome back to the Rise of the Young podcast. Today we have Mooch on the show. What up, brother?
Let's go, Casey.
So this is your first official podcast, bro. I'm honored.
Yeah, this is it right here.
Long time in the making.
I'm a rookie at this shit.
So, we've known each other for probably almost 2 years now. Is it? Or a year and a half, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's been 2 years.
Okay, the first time we met.
It was like my freshman year of college when I first met you.
Still playing lacrosse back then?
Yeah, totally different lifestyle.
Yeah, dude. I mean, even since this past January, when we were together in New York in New Year's, so much has changed, I feel like, based on what you've been doing when it comes to music videos, the talent you're working with. I know, what was it, the video with Jaden and Ian was trending at like number 3 on YouTube, or what was it exactly?
Well, that video hasn't come out yet.
Oh no, the one that you already put out.
With which one? I basically, not to toot my own horn, but all the videos I've done so far, I've only done a handful of videos. They've all trended. So
okay, love it. For the people watching, what do you describe as what you do?
It's really like I'm a music video director right now, but I really want to be like a director, a cinematographer, storyteller. I'm an editor as well, but I really just like to create a lot in like the video scene. There's like honestly like a handful. It's kind of like a small world of like music video directors. But I work closely with like the hip hop scene, a little bit with like the rock scene as well, just with a couple artists. But really the creative process is just like coming up with an idea and then just executing it like based off like someone's budget.
Love that.
But yeah.
What are some of the projects that you've recently put out that you'd like to talk about? Some videos, artists that you've worked with, just what have you been up to for people that are watching that may not be familiar?
I just shot this video recently, like 12 days ago with this artist named Jaden, like JXDN. He works closely with Travis Barker. Song's produced by Travis. Ian's featured on it. And the theme of the video was like a Nuketown theme. So like everyone's like a mannequin. That's like my most recent project, which will be pretty crazy.
We just got the exclusive before this.
Yeah, a little teaser.
When this comes out, it'll be out, so I'll make sure to link it down below.
But no, that's my most recent project, but it's really like kind of take it like a project at a time. Because honestly, these projects do take a lot of like effort. It usually take me like 2 to 3 weeks to complete like one strong video that I direct. But yeah, so it's really just been kind of going like one video a month at a time, like banging it out, making sure it's high quality. And that's really what the process has been. But the way I started doing this shit, I used to do like Lego stop motion videos when I was a kid. And that's what like
first got me into
like Adobe After Effects, putting all the frames together into a video. That's where I like first learned. And then as I grew up, I just like became a fan of like people like XXXTentacion and like people in the hip hop scene. And I was like, wow, I really want to do a music video for like these artists that I really fuck with. And then I just kind of dropped out of school because I had a few opportunities to like be on set and like work on some videos. And then I just started directing myself, did my first video like almost a year ago from now, like 9 months ago, I did my first video I directed.
Was that one with Ian?
Yeah, it was with Ian. It was the flowers video.
Okay, yeah.
And that video was just like, had no budget. We just kind of finessed, like pulled a whole bunch of strings, made it look crazy. And
yeah, no, that video is sick.
But yeah.
How did you and Ian originally meet?
So I was at school my freshman year. No, it's actually my sophomore year. It was like the beginning of my sophomore year of college, and I was playing visual lacrosse, and I love lacrosse, but it was like super taxing. Like I had to wake up at 6 a.m. every day, and I really wanted to kind of like escape from it. And I was looking at these artists, and Ian just like popped up in February. He dropped like an EP. It was like the start of his career, his first song. And I just became a fan of this one song, like Romance 361 specifically. I was just bumping it in the car, like after lacrosse practice. And I was like, oh shit, this kid's fire. And I was always like looking out for artists I really wanted to work with. And I was like, damn, I really want to do a video of this kid. So I just like shot him a couple DMs, sent him like some of my pictures I took. So I recently like went to like a show and took some pictures of like Juice. And he responded and he was like, oh, these are fire. I was like, if you're ever in New York, like, let me know. I'd love to link up with you and take some pictures. And he's like, I'm in New York right now, which is like a coincidence. It was actually his first time ever in New York too.
Oh shit.
And I just pulled up on him at his hotel and like linked up with him in the lobby. We took some pics and he just kind of like was super nice, like super outgoing kid. And we just became friends. But yeah.
That's dope.
And then a couple months later, I directed a video for him, which was dope.
Yep. And then you guys been working together ever since, right?
Yeah, that's my slime.
Yeah, because I mean, when you met him, I mean,
super proud of him, by the way. Yeah. He just went number one in the world, which
I was about to say,
not many people do that shit.
Not at all.
He's just getting started.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty dope.
With the song Mood, like based on, you know, because people on the outside, right, you see number one song, like being one of his best friends, like what does that mean for him as an artist and in the background, like what goes on during that rise to number one on the charts?
Behind the scenes with like the artist life is always something that like, it's super hard to ever really see with like looking at like Instagram and shit.
For sure.
But it's definitely like a lot of hard work. Like Ian, seeing him, that kid is in the studio almost every day, like making like three songs every session at least. And it's really just kind of like the ones you don't really think about the most are the ones that usually like just go crazy. Like I just know like the night they made the Mood song, which is like an average night at Ian's crib. He's got like a little home studio. Golden came over. We were playing like Call of Duty, chilling, and they just like made the song like casually, and then a couple months later, it's number one in the world. So it's just like shit you only think about.
Made the song.
I think in like the whole like creative artist world and like that music industry, it's like the stuff that is like the most natural that works out the best. Like the forced stuff usually doesn't work. I noticed. So it's like stuff that just like naturally happens. Like
that's crazy.
Universal shit. Like you know.
So they made that song. You were there, and then it. When did it come out originally?
I think it came out like at the beginning of the summer.
Okay.
And then it like slowly just kind of picked up. And then I think like last month is where it just like hit number one Billboard, which is crazy. But I feel like Ian's been waiting for that. Everyone's kind of been looking at him like.
Yeah, yeah.
Just trying to see what he's about to do. And he's got an album coming out, which is super dope, which I think is about to be some crazy body of work, you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
When you're getting ready to do a new video, like you said, it takes like a 2 to 3 week process.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a strategy of writing? Is it based on the song? Is it just an idea you get? Or what are some of your ideas?
So like the creative process of a music video is like, all right, like you get the opportunity. Someone hits you up, they're like, I want you to do this video. Here's the song. And me personally, everyone kind of has like their own little take of how they go about it. But I like to write my treatments like usually like off of impulse feeling. So I'll listen to the song, kind of let my brain wander a little bit. I'm like, oh, like I think like this should happen at this point when he says this and shit like that. Like, I don't know. It's really just like, and for me, because growing up, I was so into like all like the fictional shit. Like I was like, I could literally name any fact about Pokemon there ever is. Like, same as Star Wars. You just like read novels, even like watch all the movies on repeat. Like all the Marvel shit, anime, even like Naruto. I just would always get into the lore of things, like in video games and shit. I just love like all the fictional shit, like connecting all this weird shit. And I just kind of take all that and I use it whenever I come up with an idea for a video. Like I usually love to take like famous things in pop culture and like try to blend them into a music video idea. Like one of my videos I did with Ian was like a GTA theme video.
Yep.
That was just like kind of like an inspiration off of it. Sure. Like, and then it's really just kind of taking like that first initial idea and like running with it. But every song is a different vibe. You know what I mean?
Yep, 100%. I wanted to ask you, do you have a certain person that's like an inspiration in the music world, director world that you've been looking at?
Definitely. For me, like my goal, I want to be like a George Lucas type or like a Stan Lee type. I want to make a universe and like actually make movies for it and introduce this universe in like a cinematic timeline and connect it all together. That's like my end goal. But for like the young community of like the music video directors, there's this one guy named James Rico who I really like look up to. And he's the reason why I dropped out of school, actually. I went and hung out with him.
Okay.
He directs all like the Baby's music videos, and he created this production company called The Real Goats. And he's just like, he taught me a lot. And he's really straight and narrow, like badass work, hardest worker I know. He's literally like, we'll shoot just an example, like the Bop video, if you know that video.
Yep.
Like, they actually just released like a Fortnite emote for the Bop video, which is kind of fire.
I haven't seen that.
That's definitely a goal. Make a music video that ends up in Fortnite.
Wait, it's in Fortnite, the whole music video, or the dance?
Choreography
a
thing you could buy in Fortnite, which is kind of cool.
What's your thoughts on like the Fortnite concerts, like what Travis Scott did and shit?
Oh, that
like,
shit's fire.
Do you think that's something that more artists will do?
Video games, one of like the greatest things ever. Fortnite, one of the greatest games ever, because Fortnite's the first game that took Xbox and PlayStation and PC and an iPhone and Nintendo Switch and put them all on the same. Like, everyone could play together.
100%.
First game to ever do that. And they even collabed with like Marvel. They collabed with DC. Like, they just went crazy. Like, and them having Travis Scott like drop a song in a concert form inside a video game is crazy. You know?
Yeah, 100%. That's insane.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about Pokemon. You've been, ever since I met you, you're like the most, you got the craziest Pokemon cards.
I got this OG Blastoise card right here.
No way.
You can see it. But yeah.
Damn, bro. So how long have you been collecting Pokemon? And I'm sure like the whole industry as a whole, the last, I've seen like 12 months from collecting cards has been insane. I'm sure you saw what Logan Paul did.
Yeah.
The Charizards, all that stuff. Like, what's your thoughts on the Pokemon card space?
I definitely think that it's like never going to go, like the value of the cards will never, like the only will go up.
Yeah, so because what does like this one go for?
This one's like a few $1,000.
Okay.
It really varies based on, like, I have to get it graded to really see what it's worth. Sure. But you could, this one's probably worth like $5,000.
Okay.
Which is a lot.
Beautiful
card.
I'm kind
of taking a risk. Kind of, I like to
That's what's up,
it.
Though.
But, the Pokemon card scene is crazy. It's like, I was collecting them since like I could remember because my older brother would collect them. And I just kind of got born into it and like was super competitive with him, trying to get better cards than him. Yep. And then he like gave up on it. So like all his cards, I turned into my cards also. So like I just put them all in a binder. I brought them all out here with me into LA. I was like, these are coming with me everywhere I go.
Yeah.
It's actually one time I had like a Charizard card in here, like one of the really rare ones that are worth a lot. And I got freaking robbed.
No way.
Like
actually
mugged,
robbed.
Mugged. Like on school campus. And the guy took my—
Wait, here?
No, this was in like Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Oh my God.
And this guy took, you know, like, literally.
What was that card worth?
That card was worth like, I don't even want to say it. Make me cry. But like, it depends on, after you get a PSA graded, like it can be anywhere worth from like 50 to like 200,000 on that card.
No way.
Yeah, which is crazy. And the guy took my jacket, my wallet, and my phone that day. And I was right before a final.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was crazy day.
How did you recover from that, bro?
You know?
What was the positive mentality you had to have?
I just put the Blastoise card. I put the Blastoise card in here. You know what I'm saying?
That's wild, bro. Sorry to hear that.
We'll just keep going.
Only W's from this point on.
But yeah.
Do you have an artist as like a dream artist you want to make a video for?
Definitely. I think right now, my dream artist to work with would be like Lil Uzi Vert. Like,
okay.
Like lock in with him one-on-one, do a video. That'd be crazy.
Why Lil Uzi?
Many reasons, but one, he's like really into all the anime shit I'm into.
Yep.
So I can relate to him on that. And he's one of my favorite artists. And he also shouts out my family's restaurant in the song Do What I Want. And that's how I like discovered him. The song Do It. The name of my family's restaurant is called the Hunt and Fish Club. If you're ever in New York, you want to get some fire food, check it out.
I didn't even really give it a shout out.
Yeah. In the song Do What I Want, he's like, girl, you see me, get this money, please don't front. Hunt and Fish Club, what I'm eating, what's for lunch.
Like, fire.
So that just like blew my mind when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I've been to a few concerts of his, and he's just a savage.
Speaking of hunting fish, you've taken me there many times. Amazing experiences. What's your relationship with hunting fish? What does it mean to you?
That's just like I'm at home. You know what I mean? It feels like I'm home. It's like that nostalgic feeling when you haven't been home in a while and you're finally home.
Do you miss it?
Yeah, I definitely miss it. The corona definitely screwed some stuff up for everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
And kind of shut the restaurant down for a while, but they're coming back right now. So
love that. Shout out Hunting Fish for sure.
If you're in New York, go get some food.
Yeah, yeah. What about up and coming artists that you see that may not be known yet? Do you have any up and coming artists that you're working with?
There's this one artist that I actually just linked up with yesterday. I'm really excited about working with this kid named Kenji.
Kenji.
He's fire.
Okay. Haven't heard of him.
He's an internet money artist. He got some fire stuff. He's coming out.
Okay. And you've done a lot of work with internet money, right?
Yeah. They were like from the first people that I ever worked with.
Okay.
So, you know, they're good guys over there.
How'd you meet them?
Really just through Ian, just cause like linked up with Ian and Ian was,
Didn't they sign him?
Yeah. That was like one of the first artists was Ian.
Got it.
Yeah. And also like 10K projects.
Yep.
The record label that Internet Money is connected with. So they're like the dual label. Yep,
for sure.
But now they're fire. They make fire ass beats. Nick Mirror is like one of the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah. No, he's killing. He's actually from my same hometown. I know we've talked about this.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like, we played lacrosse and we would play his school, James River, and like all the time. So it's like, I never met him, but it's like that hometown proximity. I'm like, he's fucking killing it.
Yeah. No, he's the goat.
For sure.
He makes beats in like 10 minutes that go platinum. Like, nobody else does that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What do you think, like, the culture nowadays of music, like, what makes a song go platinum? Like, is it more of the music? Is it more of the brand and the talent? Like, what do you think it is?
I think it's definitely a lot of, like, the brand of, like, the artist. And, like, everything is, like, has to be pushed, like, perfectly at the right time. Like, I know, like, nowadays people are, like, pushing songs on TikTok and, like, using that to their advantage to, like, push the song, like, a little over where it is. But number one, the song has to be good.
Yep.
And like everybody has, like everyone can make a good song, but I feel like it's just like the frequency that the song like gives out, because you can mix a song in so many different ways and there's so many different engineers, mixer and masters that like are in this game that really can just turn the song into a whole different song just by mixing it up.
Yep.
And I really think like it comes down to like that final export, like the final bounce of like how it's bounced, like that frequency it gives off to people. Like, does it make them remember it? Does it make them feel good? And I feel like nowadays, like across, like I feel like to go number one, you can't just like rap. You can't just like sing. It has to be like a mix of everything now. I feel like there's no longer really a genre. I feel like it's just good. What's the best music?
Yep.
Yeah.
Speaking of, what do you describe it as? Like the pop, rock, hip hop, like that combination of like what do you describe?
It's kind
of
like punk.
Yeah, like punk rap, punk rap, just punk. Mm-hmm. What do you describe it as? Like, I think that just that genre as a whole is popping. Mm-hmm. I see. Like, what is that something that you see?
It's like
as
the modern,
new,
it's a modern day like rock star.
Yeah,
like, 100%. No longer really like. Of course, there's some rappers that are like gangster rappers that just kill it.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's like, I feel like all this new young generation shit is like all about being like a modern day rock star.
Yep. Yeah. I think Ian definitely, he plays that role and he kills that.
He's one of the best at that. He's one of the greatest for that.
For people that are watching that are maybe Ian Dior fans, like, what would you say are the misconceptions of him, or like knowing him as a person? Like, what would you say his character is for the people that may not know?
Well, he loves to be super mysterious, which is cool, which I like about him.
For
like
sure.
His like online persona. But you know, they call him a sad boy. He calls himself a sad boy, which he is a sad boy, but he is also a glad boy. He likes to have a lot of fun. I picture Ian as like, I don't know, there's this one Pokemon called Mew.
Yeah, Mew.
Who's just like super, always trying to have fun, like teleports around and like has fun. That's like Ian. But he's also goated. He's got it's like a legendary rare Pokemon.
You know? Love that. What are some of your favorite video games?
Definitely Pokemon, because that was like one of my first games ever. I'm like working on a game right now that's a Pokemon game.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you're developing it or what?
Yeah. So there's this like software called RPG Maker.
Okay.
Which you can make like RPG games, which are just like pixelated. Like you control a character, you walk around a map and you like interact and shit. And that's what a Pokemon game is, an RPG game. So I'm making like my own region, and this Pokemon game has like everything I fuck with, like all like the rappers and like all the pop culture in it. And it has like anime characters. Like one of the villains is like Darth Vader. You have to blow up a Death Star at one point. So it's just like my own little weird little storyline. I've just been working on it.
How long have you been working on that?
Probably like 6 months now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
just kind of taking it slow, but
yeah.
I think I'm gonna be finished by like middle of next year, like summertime.
Okay.
And then we'll just put it online. People could just play on a computer.
Like so, computer, not like Xbox or anything like that.
No, you just play on your like a MacBook or like laptop.
That's tight.
Or anything. Yeah.
That's
and
super
you just
tight.
Use the keys and play. But yeah.
That's dope. That's super dope.
And then I really fuck with like probably like one of my favorite games ever is like Super Mario Sunshine on the GameCube. Gotta shout that out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Shout out GameCube. I used to have like 3 GameCubes on deck.
But there's so many good games. Like just recently, like I just like picked up playing Minecraft for some reason.
Okay.
Or, like
on PC?
Yeah, just like with a couple of my friends, just because it's just like nostalgic feelings.
Yeah, yeah. What do you describe your typical day as?
It really depends if I'm like working my ass off or if I'm just like playing video games and just like digging around. But I think like a shoot day, that's like a 12-hour shoot. So like whatever it is, like 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., I'm just like laser focused, trying to make sure the creative is on point. That's like a shoot day vibe. And then the day where I'm like writing something, it usually takes me like a full day of work to write, like finish like a good concept and a good idea. Sometimes longer if I'm like struggling with it. But I think like for me, like I've always had pretty bad like ADD. So I like whenever I like I hyper focus on things. So if I'm like playing video games, I could play video games all day. But if I'm like writing an idea or something, I could write that idea all day. It's kind of like, so I'm very like kind of all over the place a little bit. Okay. But
what's the most challenging part about what you do?
I think the most challenging part is like making the label, like in my perspective, because I'm like young, this young kid who like just kind of started doing it, is making the label like see the vision and believe in it and want to get on board. Because I think that's the hardest part for like a young creator trying to do like a music video with like these big artists. But at the end of the day, it's like those are the people you have to make the most happy. And I feel like the labels, they just like want it done, and they want it done right away. They're not really so focused on the creative as much.
For sure.
So it's hard to like make that balance with them and like let them know that like this is the idea.
Yeah,
this is gonna be fire. And we need like this much. But they're like, we only have this much and we want it done tomorrow.
Yeah. It's like, what the hell?
But
for sure.
And then I mean there's a challenge in everything. Like even like I think you just have to like trust yourself, and like you have to really have self-confidence to like just believe that this is a good idea. Like this is going to look sick, you know, and you just have, cause like that's like 90% of the battle. Because if you're on set and if you don't think it's fire, nobody else is going to think it's fire. If you're the director, like they're going to think
you gotta have that confidence that like puts everyone in the same boat.
Exactly. And you have to make sure the artist knows like what you're trying to do.
Does the artist like just give all trust to you, or do they also give their creative vision into it?
It really depends on the artist. Ian always loves to put his sauce into it. Most artists usually just trust. They're just like,
trust process.
Yesterday when I met up with the artist and he was like, oh, we got to do a video for this song. I was like, all right, you got any ideas? And he was like, shit, man. Like you tell me what to do. I got nothing. So, but like, it's really just kind of like the artist, they just got to trust. And I feel like as a creator, like a director, that's like the best feeling. It's when the artist just trusts you and like they just go with it. Yeah.
What have you learned from someone like Cole Bennett on what he's created with Lyrical Lemonade?
Mm-hmm. He's definitely like, seeing him do his shit, his stuff, was super inspiring for me, because I was like, oh wow, like this guy's going crazy. Because at first he was just like, he would just go out with a DSLR, shoot a video for some awesome artist, put together like a cool edit on his laptop, like, and he just had like a DSLR and a laptop. So it made me be like, wow, I could do something too with just a DSLR and a laptop.
Like,
it's like working with what you have. And he's like built himself up to where he's so like strongly branded. Like everybody wants a Cole Bennett video.
For sure.
You know, but
same way people want a Moosh video too, bro.
Let's go.
For sure.
But nah, shout out to Cole. Cole's one of like, he's also like a super, I've only had a few interactions with him in person, but he's like super humble, super nice guy. So I could tell he's like a super, like, he's always thinking, he's always plotting on like a dope idea. Yeah.
How often do you have artists hitting you up on Instagram to do a video?
Well,
I'm sure it's crazy.
There's so many people that just hit me up for like videos that,
like, how do you select
a couple thousand followers and stuff. I always try to be like give everyone a little time of the day, but I really feel like as a creator, like for someone who wants to get into this shit, you really have to make sure that you're saying yes to the right things, because like you can't say yes to everything.
Yeah.
If you say yes to everything, you're going to be like overworked as hell, because this shit takes a lot of time if you want to make something good. So it's really just like, okay, do I really, like, you really have to work with something that you're really passionate about. So like, if you're really passionate about an artist and their music, then work with them, because like you're going to get a better product and you're going to have a lot more fun doing it.
Yep.
Versus like, let's say like, oh, I hate heavy metal music. And then you just say yes to doing a heavy metal video. It's like, not gonna be fun, you know.
Doesn't align for sure.
Exactly.
That's what's up though. So it's like it has to make sense for you. Like, is it? Because I know, like, if someone was like, okay, how do I get a Mooch video? Is it just, is there a formula, or is it like, you need to know the artist and
come find me
for sure.
No, okay. But not typically, like a lot of, one thing, like for me, like a lot of stuff, this shit happens through like Instagram, like DMs and everything. Like a lot of the plays being made, like
100%.
Even like Jaden just hit me up on Instagram DM. And just like, let's do a video. Yep. A week later, we did our first video together. That's really how it all happens.
Okay.
And like, even from like when I'm trying to find like cool graphic designers to work with, there's so many on Instagram that are just trying to get involved and like work on something.
I was gonna talk about that. I saw what you posted with the remix of Mood.
Yeah.
It was like Justin Bieber, J Balvin, 24 Karat, and Ian.
Crazy song.
So you contacted the design, the graphic designer for that one?
Yeah. So
because I saw you tagged him, I checked out his profile. I was like, this dude's dope.
Oh yeah, he's fire. His name's Artist Christian. He's from Sweden. Super fire 3D modeler. And I just saw his stuff and I was like, this guy's crazy. And we just hit him up, and he did a great job. He put it together in like a week or two. And
now it's the cover.
It's actually crazy because like the cover was submitted like one day before it was too late, or like the day of or something.
Damn.
So it was like super last minute.
But he's like a young designer, but now he has, like, he made it. And now it's the number one song.
Yeah, that's
the cover.
Crazy.
Like, how does that change his life? Like, you know, someone that is a designer, like when he, you know, he's put on in a sense, like, does that change everything for him, or like, what's his mindset towards?
I feel like
that?
Him, he's so talented that like he's just gonna figure something out always. that kid's super talented.
That's dope.
Like, just seeing his work, like I was attracted to him, to like try to do an opportunity with him to make something happen.
That's dope. And you just like hit him up on Instagram.
I definitely feel like it really just takes like one thing to like kind of get the ball rolling in the right direction in the music industry. It's like a lot of momentum based like work, you know.
And
like look at Cole, like for example, like he built up a lot of momentum shooting with the, like he just slowly leveled up. It's like you're a freaking Pokemon. You just gotta keep leveling up every day.
For sure.
So you evolve.
I mean, I feel like he like created so many artists in terms of like their big songs, big
that's
videos.
That's one thing that Cole really like has done, is like he has built like a platform.
Yeah.
It's where he can like break an artist. Like he can 100%. Take an artist, do a video for him, and expose him to like a whole new culture, a whole new fan base, you know? Which is like
he does that very well. Super dope. What would you say, like, speaking of creating that universe, like long term vision with what you want to do?
I always try, like, every video I do, even for like a music video, even though it's like 3 minutes, like, or like 4 minutes or whatever it is, I always try to build like a universe around the song, which is like kind of where I guess I'm starting with that. But when I was in like middle school, I went to a boarding school and I didn't want to go there. It was like all boys. And they take your phone away. I had to wear like a suit every day. And I was just like reading these Marvel comic books like crazy, because like I was allowed to have them. And I was a big fan of Stan Lee. And I had to like write like a quote in the yearbook. So I just looked up like Stan Lee's yearbook quote. And he was like, if you don't like this universe, just create your own. It, like, sparked a light bulb in my head, and I was like, whoa, like, Stan Lee made the Marvel universe, George Lucas made the Star Wars universe, like, I want to make a universe. So I just started writing some shit down, like, back then, and I, like, expanded on it since. I still need, like, a really good name for it. I have a couple ideas, but I don't even want to, like,
put it out there.
I don't want to put it out there yet,
because
you know, classified.
Yeah.
But,
for sure.
No, I think that's, like, the highest level of, like, creativity, is, like, actually creating a whole world, a whole universe that has science to it, like powers and shit. And like, it's the one thing I like, back to Cole, because I've heard him say it a few times, I credit him, is that he even like all his videos kind of live in the same universal space, which is what I try to do with my videos too. Like, I feel like it's like developing your own style as well, you know.
For sure. And then what time are we at right now? All right, cool. I just want to know. For sure.
Times
it's flying.
The fourth quarter.
So with making your own universe, like, what would you say is different than, you know, you're starting with creating music videos, and now like, would you say the vision is to create movies and skits and shows? Like, what is the second chapter of like directing look like?
First chapter, music videos, hip hop, having fun, working with artists, just trying to be like creative as possible every day, make a statement with each video. And then I have like some ideas I'm working on right now. I'm making a pilot for this like cartoon show.
Okay. That's dope.
And it's called Trash Baby. I patent that name, so you can't steal it.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna say about it. But I think the next step is like trying to be like working in like weaving into other lanes of like the entertainment industry, like a cartoon show, a movie. And like, I think doing that at like the youngest possible age is like the best thing to do.
You know? 100%. No, dude, I love it, bro. Last question before we wrap up is that is, where is not only the best place to follow you, but what are you most excited about with everything you have going on? Music videos, artists, just everything you have at this moment.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like super excited to like work. Like there's no better feeling than waking up in the morning on like a shoot day and like doing a video. Like that's the best feeling, like actually directing and getting after it. And I'm just excited for what the future holds. I really believe like the laws of attraction, like manifestation, are real. So if you wake up every day and you're like, I'm going to make, like, I'm going to, even if it's something stupid, like I'm going to win a game of Fortnite. If you wake up every day and you say that, eventually you're going to win a game of Fortnite.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like the way the universe works, like what you put out in the world is what you get.
100%.
So I think just keeping that like super positive mentality and like focusing down on like, even if the goal seems so ambitious and so far fetched, if you still put it down in your head and you still work towards it and you get there, it won't be, it'll be like, it's, I feel like it's never really a surprise. It's always like
100%.
Now what's next? Like you gotta, you know,
100%. Well, last thing too is, What is your advice to aspiring directors? If they're listening to this, they're starting out today. Like, what do you tell them? How do you get that momentum rolling right off the bat?
Definitely find an artist. If you want to do a music video, find an artist that you can really work with. Someone that understands you and your creative process and respects you. Cause that's like the first part. And then also understanding your own creative process. Because like, if you want to write, come up with the whole concept. Because there's so many different ways you could work on a video. You can pull the focus on the camera. You could be the lighting guy. You could be the camera operator.
Yep.
Or you could even be a PA and like just be helping out on set trying to learn. And I think just finding, like even in the beginning, like doing one of those things, like seeing all different aspects of it before you like settle down and like, oh, I'm going to be a DP. I want to be a director or whatnot. But for a director and a writer, I would like keep this in consideration because like they say that like a film is written three times, like once in the script.
Yep.
Second time during the production and the third time in the edit. And like keeping that in mind, making sure that all three of those stick to like your vision.
Yep.
That's what makes it happen. Because like you can write, I could write like the craziest idea ever, but then like the execution process of it is like what's next. You know what I mean? And then like
100%. And then the editing.
The editing as well. Yeah.
Love that, bro.
Also, they,
well, dude,
little fun fact, the Star Wars movie was originally called The Adventures of Luke Starkiller. Right, and they shot the whole movie like and then they made the first edit, and George Lucas showed it to Steven Spielberg, and he was like, "This is not it. Like, this is bad." And then they brought that film to a new editor, and he restructured it into The New Hope. And then during that edit process, when they called it Star Wars,
really?
So like, just remember, like, from the second the idea starts all the way to the finish, it's like what really makes it happen.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, love that, bro. Well, dude, I'm so glad that we made this happen finally,
Mr. Adams. Shout out, Casey.
Dude.
Casey's freaking goat. Winning streaks.
I appreciate it, bro. Where's the best place where everyone can stay up to date with everything you have going on?
I mean, I probably like social media, like Instagram.
Just at Mooch.
At Mooch.
For everyone that doesn't know.
Yeah, that's where I'd be putting up a little funny little stuff every once in a while if you really want to keep track of my crazy adventures. Yeah.
Well, dude, first podcast in the books.
Let's
go. We made it happen, bro. Everyone, make sure you go check out Mooch, and I will talk to you in the next episode.